You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Earlier this month, the Traverse City Record Eagle published a story called Race Against Time, which told the tale of Ronald Norfleet. Norfleet is an African-American man from Detroit who was sentenced to 56 years in prison for dealing heroin in Grand Traverse County. The Record Eagle ran some numbers and discovered that over the last 4 years, African-American felony drug defendants in Grand Traverse County were sentenced to prison for an average of 43 months, compared to 12 months for white defendants. Matt Troutman is the Record Eagle reporter who wrote the story. He joins us today to talk about it. Matt, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Ronald Norfleet. You were able to meet and speak with him.
Yes, Ronald Norfleet is currently in prison in Bellamy Creek Correctional Facility. He's an African-American man who's originally from Detroit but moved up to Traverse City. Now, in 2015, he stood trial on felony drug dealing charges. Jurors ultimately found him guilty, and a visiting judge gave him an effective 56-year-long sentence. That will, in all likelihood, send him away for the rest of his life. It's the longest drug sentence in Grand Traverse County's recent history, perhaps ever. Now, it's also longer than the 6-month and 2-year sentences his white co-defendants received. Now, these white co-defendants also testified against Mr. Norfleet, and they were actually found with drugs, but Mr. Norfleet was not.
So that story led you to do some research comparing prison sentences between African-American defendants and white defendants. Is that right?
That story at part, there's been several cases in which major drug dealers, most of whom are black, received fairly long sentences. And over the last couple of years, it was something that was percolating in the background that we were wondering about. So about 10 months ago, we requested a list of drug cases in Grand Traverse County and decided to look at several factors, including race, but not exclusive to it. So after 1,200-some cases that are misdemeanors and felonies, we narrowed that down to just felony drug cases, which was 387. Now, what we found was between 2012 and 2016, the African-American defendants in these felony drug cases received 3 times longer sentences than their white counterparts.
And you took these numbers, this reporting, to several lawyers and judges in Grand Traverse County. What kind of reaction did you get? What did they say?
Criminal justice officials, County Prosecutor Bob Cooney, and Judge Thomas Power in particular, they did seem surprised, but they argued that the analysis didn't really look at this case-by-case kind of view that they have. Their point was sentences are made on an individual basis, basically, and they need to be looked at that way. Now, so what they mean is a black and white defendant could be charged with the same crime, but they may have, say, different criminal pasts. They didn't think that the overall view that our numbers had really accounted for that. Now, we did, just to make a point, we did look at defendants with past felony convictions. Those are called habitual offenders. And African-American habitual offenders still receive 3 times longer sentences than similarly charged white defendants.
Is there a difference in the way that suspects who aren't from Grand Traverse County are treated in the court system here, regardless of race?
We did look at that, and the answer is yes and no. There is a difference, but only for certain types of defendants. Basically, if you look at local black defendants, their sentences are 3 times longer than local white defendants for felony drug cases. But when you expand it out to non-locals, non-local African-American, non-local white, African-American sentences are 4 times longer than non-local white defendants. But the non-local white defendants are essentially the same. That would be about a year on average to local whites.
Your story came out a couple of weeks ago. What kinds of responses have you gotten from Record Eagle readers?
Well, the direct responses we received have been generally positive. The response on social media, I would say, is a mix of surprise, maybe general support, and there was some strong negative reaction to it, I would say. People were either dismissive of the story or accused us of race baiting. Now, we didn't come to any conclusions within the story, I have to say. We just presented a fact. The numbers that we have show that African-American drug defendants receive longer sentences. We just want people to draw their own conclusions and see if this raises any questions about things moving forward.
So this story is the first in a series. What are some of the other questions you'll be looking at in the next stories you'll be doing?
Well, our analysis wasn't exclusive to race. We looked at several different factors. We're going to be looking at presenting that information in future stories, and we're going to expand our data set to beyond where we looked now, which is just Grand Traverse County.
Matt Troutman is a reporter for the Traverse City Record Eagle. Matt, thanks so much for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.